Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, and it's time for 10 with Pastor Len. And I want to say thank you again for joining. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I truly do. And thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing for me. Thank you for all you're doing for New York, New Life Church. Your prayers, your encouraging words, your financial support. I truly am blessed. I am blessed. Daddy blesses me through you, and I truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Well, Wednesday morning, and we're going to continue on. He who has the life, or he who has the Son, has the life. That is so powerful. That is so comforting. It's not something that we may attain. It's not something that we might attain. It's not something that we need work for, or pray for, or long for. It's something that is ours right here, right now. You know, when I was born again back in 1977, I believe, or 1978, my concept of salvation was my sins were forgiven. And the sins that I had confessed at that point or expressed sorrow for were forgiven. And that from that point on, I would regularly have to, you know, search my heart. You know that song, "Search My Heart, Oh God." You know, search my heart, find all the wickedness that was in it, find all the wicked ways that were in it, you know, and then confess those sins. Because I would only be forgiven for the ones that I confessed. We would only be forgiven for the ones that we confessed. So maybe not all of us, but I felt like I was, after a while, I was like that hamster on a spinning wheel, you know, coming to the altar over and over and over and over again. And in fact, that's how you judge whether or not it was a good service or not. This is when you had the altar call. How many people came up and how many people were weeping and crying and confessing their sins once again? Over and over and over and over again. That was my concept. I had no idea about the new creation, about new creation realities, about the truth of who we were now in Christ, about the truth of John chapter 1, verse 12, very powerful scripture. For as many as received him, received Jesus Christ, to those that did, God gave the right, the power, the authority, and the ability to be his sons and daughters, to be his children, his very own children, born of him, born of above. Do you realize that at born again, what really happened is you were made brand new. You were made brand new. Now your DNA changed. Now your bloodline changed. You were born from God. You were born from him. You have his character. For you to call yourself anything other than what God calls himself would be telling God that you know what? You didn't do a good job at your recreation, at born again. But he did. At born again, he made us to be just like Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 is one of my favorite scriptures. You know, where by one sacrifice, by one offering, by the perfection of his son, Jesus Christ, by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, by that one perfect sacrifice, that one perfect offering, right? He perfected us forever who were sanctified once and for all. That's what happened at born again. At born again, because of faith in Jesus Christ, we were made righteous because he who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we have peace with God. You know, it's like if you take a DNA sample of any of my children, you know, however you do it, with a swab, you know, a saliva swab, whatever, a blood test, you're going to find out they're my children. We have the same DNA. Well, see, that's what happens at born again. You know, this wasn't explained to me back then. You're different. You're new. All things have passed away, but all things new have come. All things new have come. Now you're born of Daddy God. You're royalty, you're royal priesthood, you're a chosen people, a chosen nation, you know, a people for God's own possession. This is what Peter tells us. But we're all these wonderful things. We're perfect, we're righteous, we're holy. This is who we are. Patterned after Jesus Christ himself, you know, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom God foreknew, he determined that they would be conformed into the exact image, duplicate copy of his son, Jesus Christ, the firstborn amongst many brethren. Just like Jesus Christ, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Man, I didn't know. I wish I would have known this. You know, I wish I would have known I wasn't just a sinner saved by grace. No, I was so much more. I was so much more. I was a child of God, his DNA, his bloodline. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. I've been united with him. And so when you're meditating on this portion of scripture, this is the record. This is the record. Man, I wish I would have known this, but I know it now. And I'm encouraged with it now. And I'm encouraging you with it now. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life. He has given us everlasting life. And the life is in his son. Right here, right now, not tomorrow, not for tomorrow, although we will have it tomorrow, not for next month, although we will have it next month, not for 10 years from now or 20 years from now, or even 100 years from now. We will have it 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 1,000 years from now, because time will have no beginning and no end. But it's right here. Eternity, everlasting, the word in the Greek indicates right here, right now, in the present. The life of Christ in you, the life of Christ strengthening you, the life of Christ revitalizing you, the life of Christ renewing you, the life of Christ, you know, Paul tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, it's in him I live and breathe and move and have my being. Our life is in Christ now. It's in Christ, in him. We're in him. So he who has the Son has the life. You have the life. You have the Zoe life of God. You are possessed with vitality. I'm gonna just keep driving this home to you this week. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you see. See, those are part of the senses, man. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. You know? And the senses are what the father of lies use to keep us from this vitality of life. We need to know every day, he who has the Son has the life. So say it with me. I have the Son, and I have the life. The life of God. And that life of God is in abundance. It's in great abundance. And it's eternal, and it's everlasting, and it's for right here and right now. So I know we're a little bit short today. I don't want to, you know, go on with another thought. I want to encourage you with that. Keep telling yourself that. Keep meditating on that. Keep making that your confession. I have the Son, and this is the record that I have the life. I love you. We'll see you tonight for Wednesday night Bible study. Walk in the blessings.